Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We'll address that after Barrett. We have something to address
Dude,
after Barrett.
Chesty buzz, man.
It's unbelievable.
He's back there now like, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, I didn't even do anything. I'm just trying to do a radio show here. We'll put that on pause. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Barrett Brooks with us now. The call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Barrett, you can see on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Actually, all week on NBC Sports Philly. What's up, Barrett? Thanks for joining us, brother.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks a lot. How's everything going?
Barrett Brooks, the voice of reason over there.
Yeah,
NBC Sports, you know what I mean? Doing your thing, B. I love it.
It must have been nice on the post-game show yesterday, Barrett. It's been a few straight post-game shows where it hasn't been a real comfortable show for everybody. So it just seems like at least
yesterday.
Even
though we've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Even yesterday must have been a little bit easier on everyone.
Oh, I mean, you see why they sit me next to Michael. You know, they have me sit next to Michael because I'm the only one who can kind of give him straight, you know. I mean, he gets off on a tangent and it's over, you know. So I try to keep him in line and then, you know, you got to have somebody split, you know, Reuben and Jaws, you know. That seems to be, you know, two conflicting stories right there also. So it's a great mix we have there and we appreciate it. We're going to have you back on in a minute too, right?
I don't know, man. Y'all got Jason over there. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no room. There's no room for me over there.
The more the merrier, man. The more the merrier.
I don't know, man. That's a tiny desk, Barrett.
Yeah, it is.
You guys look crammed on there.
Yeah, yeah. You need a bigger desk. So, Barrett, if I were to, like, put you in a corner and say you had to pick one after yesterday's game, do you feel more okay the Eagles are back, or are you like, that was just the Raiders, doesn't mean anything?
Well, you know what? I mean, I hate to say that I'm in alignment with your boy, but I mean, I think you look at it, they play disciplined football. And when you play disciplined football, you can run the ball. That's basically what it was. Three penalties yesterday for 35 yards. They were averaging, 10 penalties the last three or four games? And that was the difference, more disciplined play. See, running the ball isn't about breaking 50-yard runs all the time. It's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I won a Super Bowl because we ran the ball 100 times more than we passed the ball with the Steelers. Well, kind of same thing here. When you run the ball, a 3-yard run, a 4-yard run, it's not a bad run if you do it on first down. You know, if you do that two times in a row, then, you know, it's third and manageable. And that's where we weren't. We weren't in third and manageable any time, and that's why we had so many first downs. What, we had 20? Well, how many first downs do we have? 27 first downs? I mean, come on now. That's ridiculous for a team to be that successful on first down. So I just think it more disciplined play led to, you know, us winning the game convincingly like that.
From an old lineman standpoint, B, what were they doing that sort of got them in, I guess, bad positions to where, I know it wasn't always the offensive lineman where you get some of these penalties, but the holding calls, formation situations, things of that nature seemingly held us back over the last 3 weeks. Yesterday, it didn't seem like we had any of those issues.
Well, it's just discipline, man. Guys jumping offside. Come on, man. It doesn't take any talent to jump offside. You know the snap count. You know where the play is going. So why are you jumping offside? Now, that's for me, you know, when I'm saying this as a retired offensive lineman. I had plenty of flags thrown at me. But, you know, if that's the basis of playing football, guys know that you're not supposed to cover up a goal line tight end. Well, that's what I call, you know, when they bring in a heavy tech, you can't cover him up. Now, as a receiver, you got to know that. those type of mistakes were just happening all the time. They had no discipline. The lack of discipline was crazy. I always said that they had the best roster in the NFL. And everybody's like, are they really? Are they really? No, Jalen is still one of the best quarterbacks. A.J. Brown is still one of the best wide receivers. Saquon Barkley is still one of the best running backs. But the discipline that we did not show on the opposite side of the ball always put us in third and long. And there's only so many plays you can run with third and 12, third and 10. You know, that playbook isn't open as much as, you know, people would like to think.
Barrett, how much does it help when Jalen runs the ball 7-8 times a game like he did yesterday?
That's plus one. Now the defense has to defend all 11 players now. Now, when you have a quarterback just hands the ball off, then they don't have to worry about them. You have to send a spy technique with them. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You don't have to respect the backside. You can crash the backside, you know, on defense. All those things predicate you worrying about that plus one and Jalen. And Jalen showed yesterday, all right, I'm all right. Everybody want to see me run. I'm going to run now. They called some call runs. But I think the biggest thing, when he didn't see it down the field, he went and ran for a first down. Now, from this point on, the Commanders are looking at, man, he's starting to run now. Now we got to account for him. So they're going to call defenses differently now. So him being there in that plus one really gives defensive coordinators a reason not to sleep well, because now we have a total offense that are you know, to display to the rest of the NFL because he's doing that.
When the offense is running the ball, big fella, I just want to know the mindset that puts O-linemen in, right? And at what point do you go to the coach and you're saying, let's keep doing this. Don't change it up. Let's keep doing this.
Come on, coach. You got to let me choke somebody. We ain't choking nobody right now. Right now, we're backing up. I'm tired of backing up, coach. It's time to go forward. It's time to hit somebody in the mouth. Get the neck roll out. Let's roll off the ball. Put our hands on people. That's the mindset those big fellas want. When you're playing back, you got to look at this, Ike. You ran a 4-5. Not even 6 years ago, you ran a 4-5.
Yep.
I'm an offensive lineman. I run a 5-flat. You can outrun me if we're going straight ahead all day long and twice on Sunday. But if you got me going backwards and I'm trying to block you, that's even worse. So you want to come off the ball and hit him in the mouth first. That's what you want as an offensive lineman. You want to put your hands on somebody. And that's what we got back to yesterday.
Do you think this – I know the end of the year they're not going to be ranked as high. But is it possible at the end of the year we could feel like this defense is better than last year's defense?
I think so, because all these young guys that are playing the way they're playing another year under their belt, they're just getting better. How about this? We got a first-rounder, a linebacker, first-rounder, sitting on the bench right now. That's almost unheard of in Philadelphia when you have that much talent sitting on the bench. So, yeah, is this team better? I mean, the linebackers I know are playing at the level they were last year, which allowing us to do those things. But now you have guys like Big Davis stepping up. I mean, we're talking about a mountain of a man now becoming one of the best three techniques or nose guards in the NFL. You got a cornerback, you know, both the cornerbacks, you know, the slot and outside are playing like they're Pro Bowlers. They were fresh and new last year. It's just the maturity of being one more year into this, you know, this defense of Vic Fangio. And he's got these guys playing at a great level. There wasn't anything called special yesterday. They just flat out whooped the guys in front of them.
Yeah.
All right, Barrett. We appreciate it, man. A lot of energy from you.
Yeah,
this
fired
afternoon,
up, man.
Fired
up.
I like it.
He started talking about choking people out.
Yeah.
He got excited.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, man. And, you know, you say controlling Michael B, the guy to my left, also has some experience in that. So if you ever need any pointers, Ike did it for a few years as well. So, all right, Barrett. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
And don't tell that guy, man. Don't tell the guy. I'm not even going to say that. Don't tell the guy that I was kind of in agreement with him about, you know, the lack of penalties. You know, I don't want him to be walking around.
Oh, Elliot.
Come on, Elliot.
Yeah. No one wants to be on Elliot's side.
No.
Don't
we
say,
won't.
Hey, that's
trust
name
me.
I'm supposed to say, man. When I'm on the show, you know, you're not supposed to say his name, man.
All right. Okay, Elliot. I mean, Barrett. Hi, Barrett. See you, man. There he is. The great Barrett Brooks. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The defense was like, he mentioned the young guys. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you that how many times I heard Jalix Hunt's name on the broadcast, which is incredible. The fact that he's going to end up really being a player, which he is. He was a third-round pick out of a school, Texas Southern. Is that where he came from?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I thought it was a Christian in there somewhere.
Houston Baptist, I believe.
There it is, yeah. And Nolan Smith had a good game yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's only been in fits and starts. Brandon Graham had two sacks yesterday.
BG.
You know, again.
Happy for BG, man.
Yes. Good, you could see it in his face that he wants to be out there, you know. And Barrett said about the linebackers. N'Kobe Dean has been a guy that looks like he's been on a mission.
Monster.
And then it seemed like it had been a few weeks since we had heard Zach Bond's name. Mm-hmm. But he ends up with I can't remember, just talking about a complete defensive effort, I can't remember the Raiders breaking a tackle.
No. No, Bowers didn't have a big day.
No. Not one player. I can't remember one player breaking a tackle. I think they only had 42 offensive plays.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, we didn't even mention a guy who was certainly the most improved player over there this year, but is also in the argument for the best defensive player on the team. That's Jordan Davis.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, another Jordan Davis with another solid game yesterday, hearing his name around the football in the run game. I think I saw something where he's already – surpassed his total snaps from last year.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and he still got three games left to go.
And it doesn't look like he's slowing down.
And so
he had a dead spot in the middle of the season.
Yeah. But he seemingly has kept that weight off and still has the energy, and we need him. With Jalen Carter out right now, we need Jordan Davis. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Jordan Davis, man. Jordan Davis has that fifth year that he's already locked into.
You know,
I mean, do they want to just extend him this offseason, or do you let him play his fifth year out?
I know this sounds crazy, but you've asked the question before.
Mm-hmm.
Does the way the defensive line is performing without their best player make you rethink the contract that you give him?
I certainly am a little hesitant to do
Jalen
it right
Carter.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, and good thing is you don't have to do it right now.
No, but you know they'll be looking for it.
Sure, sure.
And he's a Rosenhaus guy.
No, he is. Yeah. I mean, listen, if they're pushing it, I would imagine the Eagles would probably be inclined to do it. I just don't know how much it's going to be. Like, it's hard for me to tell. He's not coming off an all-pro year.
Yeah.
And he's injured. It's hard for me to believe they're going to make him the highest-paid defensive player in football if – this season doesn't end up being somewhat of a productive year for him.
If my prediction is that they're going to give him the biggest contract for anybody at his position, it'll be interesting to think about when we see the other moves that they make or don't make.
Because that impacts the other moves.
Whether N'Kobe Dean is gone because of it, or Jalen Phillips is gone because of it, or, you know.
So if I told you, if you wait to pay Jalen Carter, you'll be able to re-sign some of these other guys, like N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, I would do it.
You would wait to sign
him? I would wait to sign him. I just don't think they're going to. It hasn't been their M.O.
If it means losing N'Kobe?
It just hasn't been their M.O. It hasn't been their M.O. not to sign the guy a year early. They always sign him a year early if they're going to keep him. I think what the Eagles –
well, Jordan Davis has played his way into
it. But he's not Jalen Carter. Here's what I would say.
Okay, Jalen Carter's had one great year.
What I think the Eagles will do is they'll say to themselves, are we really going to let Jalen Carter go? And they would answer themselves no. So is it better that we sign him this year or next year? Because if we sign him this year, then in 3 years this contract looks better than if we wait a year.
I get all that.
That's why I think
all I'm saying is you sacrifice other players
to do it.
And I wonder how good the team is.
Yes.
Because unless he's going to be a player that is going to be a dominant player,
yeah,
the defense is impacted.
And we've only seen him dominant for 1 year. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah.
And you still got two receivers that make $30 million.
For now. Yep.
Yep. Well, okay.
Yep, yep. That's part of it, too.
Yeah, you got a running back that makes $20 million.
Yep. Actually, 30, I think, right?
Saquon?
Well, they gave him 20. They gave him he was 10 a year when they signed him, and then they gave him an extra $40 million over the next 2 years.
So right, to make it 20. I think they made him the highest paid running back at 20 a year.
At 20 a year?
Yeah, 20
okay.
a year.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, and then Coop's contract after next year.
And Quinyon.
Well,
yeah. Quinyon, can't they wait the extra year? Because
that's what we're saying about Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
And to Spike's point, they want to
they
do it.
They don't usually do that. Yeah.
But those are two big guys that they're going to have to
Coop's not going to cost as much.
Not you if don't
he's
think
a,
so?
Not if he's a slot corner.
He's more than a slot corner.
Yeah, I just go look at the comps across the league.
Yeah, I don't think they can do that.
There's a lot to discuss. Yeah. All right. 215.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do that.
215.
Pay him like a nickel corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
He's
think,
not. He's.
I don't think they can do that.
And he's not. Would he accept nickel corner money?
Well, what's he going to get paid in the open market? That's
Cooper DeJean as an open free agent.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, somebody's panning. And guess what? They don't have a fifth year on him.
Exactly.
Oh, because of second round pick. Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Big Brother Tone, you're on.
Oh, he's back.
What's up, Big Brother Tone?
That's brother with an A.
Family. What's going on, family?
What's up, Big Brother Tone?
Chilling, man. Listen, Spike. I'm calling for you.
Okay.
Finally.
The first time that I called for you, you know, you had me on the positivity class, right?
Okay. Oh, yes.
You come into the day, and you're like, well, it was just the Raiders. Don't care if we are playing a semi-pro team that practice at a rec center. You step between those lines, you are meat. What you call it? Meat snacks. What you call it? Meat snacks.
Meat snacks.
Meat snacks. Meat snacks.
Deep
right.
nuts.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're the little giant.
I just butchered my whole.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, we gotta stay on this positive thing. So every time that I call,
I'm with you. Yeah,
and not that I'm calling a lot because I do work, and I work in the field and he's way down. So, anytime that I call, I'm gonna say, "Are we talking a positive Spike or negative Spike?"
Well, if I was placing bets,
yeah,
I think it's negative Spike.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I mean, if you're a betting man,
who are you talking to today?
Today? Realistic Spike. I'm not negative.
He hasn't been negative.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy they won, but I'm feeling a lot of even Giglio today was like, you know, I could see the Super Bowl now, and I'm just thinking they barely played a professional football team yesterday. I'm happy they won. I'd rather they win that way than the ugly way that pisses us off. I'm not angry about it or anything, but I'm just not. I'm not there.
Wake us up after Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
Right. And you don't have to be, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
A win is a win. Sometimes when you're in a slump, a layup is all you need to get hot.
Absolutely. 100. Sometimes you just need to see the ball go through the rim, as they say.
Oh, we're talking about basketball.
We're calling them slump busters?
Yeah.
No, we're kind of comparing the sports, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
So, you know, for me, this was a layup. All right, so what? They're getting beat up. But isn't this a weird season? I mean, we got teams that was trash for like the last 10 years, all of a sudden, you know, peaking. And then we got teams that have been winning Super Bowls, not making the playoffs? That's crazy to me. And I kind of bring up that point just to see what you guys think about this. And I think I caught a call. I think it was Corey. I don't remember, but the tail end, he was saying something like, do you think they sitting coy, you know, just kind of playing a generic style of football before they kind of turn it up? Because I kind of look at the maturity of a football team, and I always say, you win early, you lose late. You lose early, you win late. And I kind of think these losses came, like, at the right time to kind of catapult us into the playoffs. And these next four games is kind of you know, because I don't know if you know this, but like their offense looks a little bit different. And what I mean by that is, you know, KP is kind of opening up a little bit. And I'm like, wasn't he the passing coordinator?
Hold on, tone. No. If your original question is, do we think they're playing coy just until they get into the playoffs and not showing anything? No. They were.
Is that the whole team or is this you?
What's that? There's no way Ike agrees or Jack agrees that they were just playing coy.
Maybe if they were
11-1 and right. they were beating the hell out of teams. And we thought maybe they were holding a little back for the playoffs. That's one thing. When you're on a 3-game losing streak, you fall into the third seed after having the one seed sort of being in your sights. The people nationally are talking about benching benching the quarterback. That's not the team that can hold anything back. So I don't think so. I think they were just playing bad. You know, I think they were playing bad and yesterday they played well. I just don't think they're good enough this year to be doing that, to be, you know, holding stuff back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I just wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit, because I'm like, KT used to be, you know, the passer coordinator, and all of a sudden you get elevated to an OC and you don't know how to put a passing game together.
So oh, boy, we're not going to do this, are we?
Is that the decline of the players or, like, him just not being able to make that jump to the OC spot?
No, I think they wanted to run some different things that Jalen might not have been as comfortable with, and they tried that for a while, and it didn't necessarily click. So now they're going back to doing things that Jalen is a little more comfortable with. To your point, about it being the Raiders, I don't know if that works against a better defense.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, like a better team, you may have to do a little more. They didn't need to do a whole lot to beat the Raiders, if we're being honest.
No, I think the most important thing from yesterday is they played a clean football game.
It is. And I agree.
And I think hopefully it showed them, look, we don't need to be the running offense of last year to win. Look, at some point they're going to need to score points.
Sure.
Right? And they scored. But ultimately, if they do not have the penalties, it gives them some give on how successful the run game actually needs to be. And the other thing I'd say on that is the more rushes you get, the more chance you have of breaking one. Mm-hmm. And you're putting yourself in those third and nines and the third and 12s because you have a five-yard holding penalty when you've had 2-3-yard runs. Like that is taking away your opportunity to do so. So I think if they can play cleanly, it gives them the opportunity to win as a defense-first football team. Whereas last year I thought they were a great defense. I thought they were a run-first. I thought that was the defining thing of the football team was their running game.
Yeah.
But I think if they can play cleanly on offense, they could be a team where the defense is what defines them.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and they're still going to have to make plays offensively. My whole thing is, don't abandon what has gotten you here. And that's the thing I was arguing with Elliot about last week, and I'll continue to argue with Hugh about it as well, is that this idea that you want the offense to evolve, theoretically, sure, that's what you want. You would love to see the offense evolve. Jalen's been here 6 years. They've sort of been in the same system under Nick Sirianni. The development there by now in the sixth year. It hasn't. So don't be ashamed to win the way that you've been winning in years past. You've always been a run-first team. It's not a slight to Jalen. He's a quarterback that thrives better when he has a good running game.
Yes.
When he has a good running game, then he can do his play action. He can do his thing. But he's never been a quarterback in this league or any other league for that matter. Alabama, he had a ton of talent around him. You let that work in your favor. He's never been the guy, put the team on his back, lead you with his arm by throwing. That's not how he leads, by throwing. He leads by winning and making winning plays.
I think one of the things that must have been difficult for the coaching staff is when they weren't playing well and moving the ball, and people were blaming their simple offensive.
Yes.
And you can't react to that. You have to be bigger than that. But when they're doing the simple offense thing that has worked for Jalen and it's not working because of things beyond their control.
Playing better defenses.
Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff.
And they,
yeah.
they get out there and they're like, well, we can do it. You know, like I hate to think that they that it was a personal thing to go out there and run a bunch of crossing patterns and all of that stuff. But I on some level, I think it might have been to show people that they understand how to do that.
Oh, I definitely believe that's what Monday was.
I think it had to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, we're not morons, you know? Stop calling us morons, you know? All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will hear Coach's message to the team after the game.
There we go.
We are Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join us tonight at 6 o'clock for the Jordan Mailata Show with me and Elliot. Then 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Cam Juergens. Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Man, winter hits fast. Snow, ice, wind. Don't wait for something on your home to fail. Call my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They've got lifetime warranty roofing, siding, and American-made Provia and Anderson windows and doors. From Philly to the Jersey Shore, Emmons is a platinum Owens Corning contractor. My goodness. It means Owens Corning warranties. Hey, the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Are we still going? Are we on the air? There's no better roof than Owens Corning Roof by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing available. Go to callemmons.com or call 833-4-EMMONS and tell them Ike sent you.
What happened?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.